The Institute of Child Nutrition is proud to present iBites. Here you will learn about all aspects of child nutrition programs, from research to resources, from oral histories to best practices. Each iBites episode features a wealth of information to help promote the continuous improvement of child nutrition programs. I'm Dr. LaWanda Morse, the Associate Director of Grants at the Institute of Child Nutrition, and I will be your host.
Welcome to iBites. My name is Patrick Butler, and I'm filling in for Dr. LaWanda Morse. Today, our guests are the research scientist and interim director of the Institute of Child Nutrition's Applied Research Division, and they will be discussing their recent research projects.
Well, good morning, Patrick, and thank you for having us. My name is Marja Willarte Gibson, and I am the interim director at the Applied Research Division. Thank you again for the opportunity for us to share some insight on the research we have recently completed in our division, one of which is an exploratory investigation into the roles, responsibilities, and impact of chefs working in school nutrition programs. You may recall that in 2010, there was a Let's Move to School initiative, which was created to address the issue of childhood obesity in the U.S. A component of this initiative was the Chef's Move to School program, which aimed to partner chefs with local school food authorities. And as you know, this program was very successful. As the federal priorities for the school nutrition programs changed, school food authorities really still continue to have chefs involved in their school nutrition programs. Because the chef's position is a burgeoning position in school nutrition, it is important and critical that we understand the roles, responsibilities, and impacts of chefs on program operations. This leads us to why we conducted this exploratory investigation. It was conducted to explore job duties and responsibilities of chefs working in school nutrition programs, to identify perceptions and preferences related to working with or working as a chef in an SMP, and to identify the impacts of chefs on SMP operations. This project was conducted in three phases, with each phase building upon the next. The research included case study site visits with structured interviews, expert panel work groups that included focus group discussions and survey question testing, and a national survey. School nutrition directors, managers, administrative staff, and chefs were recruited to participate in this research, as well as state agency professionals who worked as chefs. It is important to note that I will only report a portion of the results from this research in this discussion. Specifically, I will aim to highlight some of the key findings with the validated chef survey. A total of 510 surveys were distributed to the study population with about a 36.9% response rate. The data was divided into two categories. We looked at chef, and we did it as school nutrition management. The school nutrition management category included directors, assistant directors, supervisors, and managers, and the chef's category represented site level, district level, and director level chefs, or those state agency professionals we mentioned earlier who also were chefs. Of the school nutrition management responses, 88.8% of those respondents were directors or assistant directors, and of the chef respondents, almost half were district level chefs. Results from the survey revealed the following. School nutrition management and chefs indicated that there are benefits to hiring chefs in the SNP. The highest rated reason for hiring chefs for both groups was that chefs enhance the food quality of school meals. When addressing the impact of the chef on meal quality attributes like variety of offerings, cafeteria ambiance, and customer satisfaction, both groups rated food taste and food quality highest. With both of those groups providing insight into chef training before and after being hired at an SNP, results indicated that chefs had limited training in program administration, school nutrition policy, USDA foods, and the SNP meal pattern standards at hire. However, After hire, both groups agreed that those school food authorities provided training for chefs in those areas. Overall, both groups really responded similarly to each category in the survey, with a few exceptions. They all agreed that there are benefits to hiring a chef and that chefs have a positive impact on meal quality and program operations that we presented in the survey. And this finding was corroborated in the limited research out there on the impact of chefs in SMPs. Not surprisingly, both groups agreed that chefs possess little knowledge of SMP operations upon hire. This pretty much can lead us to the fact that there's a likelihood that school nutrition programs are not a primary focus in the education, formal education and training of a chef. Because there is little to no research looking at the roles and responsibilities of chefs and SMPs, again, the findings in this study are pivotal. The information from the study can be used to provide the groundwork for a chef to enter the field of child nutrition successfully, and it may shed light on the knowledge and skills needed for chefs interested in child nutrition profession, in the child nutrition profession. Thank you so much. Now I'll pass it on to Keith.
Good morning. Thank you, Marjorie. I'm going to talk to you about a study that's titled Training Needs Assessment for State Agency Child Nutrition Professionals that Work in School Nutrition Programs. And as stated in the title, the purpose of the study was to determine the training needs of state agencies, child nutrition professionals that work with school nutrition programs. The methods for this study included a 48-question, multiple-choice Qualtrics survey that was developed and validated with the assistance of state agency professionals across the country. First, we used an expert panel of 12 state agency professionals to help us develop the survey, and then we used a review panel of 38 school nutrition professionals to help us validate the survey. A link to the survey, to the needs assessment survey in Qualtrics, was emailed to all 56 state agency child nutrition professional directors in the United States. The invitation asked recipients to complete the survey and to share the survey link with all members of their staff who work with school nutrition programs. 144 individuals completed the survey. Respondents included 26 of the 56 state agency child nutrition directors. There was a good representation across all seven USDA regions. The results of this study indicated that financial management and procurement were the content areas rated highest for the needs, for the training needs. And respondents preferred receiving training in the summer months when school nutrition programs are not operating. Lastly, one to two day face-to-face trainings were the preferred format. This information will be used to help ICN and USDA develop training to support the needs of state agency professionals. With that being said, I'll now turn this presentation over to Jane Peterson.
I'm Jane Peterson, and the study that I have done is the environmental scan of student engagement practices in support of school meal programs. Student engagement is more than just participation in the school meal programs. It's actually important to differentiate that, because engagement is an interactive strategy to involve a person as a hands-on participant in programs, with the intended outcome of motivation to adopt a behavior or a habit. So the actual purpose of this study was to identify strategies that schools and stakeholders utilize to engage students in the school nutrition programs. The methods for gathering this information was, I did a sampling of a diverse group of stakeholders. There were 24 different stakeholders that I needed to gather the information from to get the broadest range of perspectives. Those stakeholders included school nutrition industry vendors, school food service management companies, as well as allied organizations that support the school meal programs, and a diverse sample of school nutrition professionals from a wide variety of regions as well as school sizes. I did semi-structured interviews that focused on the strategies and activities that were utilized to engage students in the school participation. My analysis revealed several themes that emerged, and I'm going to focus on the main ones to report. And the results showed that the best engagement came when students felt that their needs and preferences were recognized. And that might be involving the students in their food choices and their interests, including having local foods and fresh foods and offering the choices that they're used to, especially if they are mimicking the restaurants, and providing food in convenient locations such as the grab-and-go areas or the food trucks. Informing students and parents through nutrition education and food awareness initiatives was important. The education could be through school gardening, farm-to-school initiatives, and cooking clubs or classes. The garden and nutrition-based education integrated throughout the curriculum was described as a method to continuously expose the students to all aspects of the food cycle. Engaging students in interactive activities that promote student engagement, like having competitions and challenges versus peers, and interactive games and digital games and incentives, was reported quite often. And engaging students in decisions related to the school meal program and other processes related to the school nutrition program promoted that student engagement. That might be designated students as ambassadors or advisory committee members that encourage student involvement in the school meal program. And those students could also market the program and encourage engagement from other students. It was also reported that involving the whole school community was a way to promote engagement. That might be gathering the feedback from the students as well as parents, staff, and teachers. This can be accomplished through advisory committees, surveys, focus groups, and taste test events. And finally, the collaboration with allied organizations and key stakeholders, and those might include having staff dietitians, having funds come from grants and federal programs, involving culinary experts and community members to accomplish these activities. The stakeholders reported that they had to be creative to utilize the resources in order to expand programs because of oftentimes there was lack of funding for anything extra. The information from this study can be used to develop some resources and training and technical assistance materials to provide support to schools with engaging student engagement strategies for better participation. And that concludes this study.
Thank you, TEL5 Research's Interim Director and Research Scientist, for joining me today. For those listening, thanks for listening, and until next time.
Tune in next month for more iBites. And until then, remember, there's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our nation's children. This project has been funded at least in part with federal funds from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service through an agreement with the Institute of Child Nutrition at the University of Mississippi. The contents of this publication do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, nor does mention of trade names, commercial products, or organizations imply endorsement by the U.S. government. The University of Mississippi is an EEOAA Title VI, Title IX, Section 504, ADA, ADEA employer. In accordance with federal law and U.S. Department of Agriculture policy, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex,
age, or disability. To file a complaint of discrimination, write USDA Director, Office of Civil Rights, Room 326W, Whitten Building, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 202-50-9410, or call 202-720-5964. USDA is an equal opportunity provider and employer.